Welcome back to Friends and Purpose, a pilot podcast that gives residents of the London Borough of Barking and Dagenham the chance to talk about getting through tough times and about their passions in life. Here is your host, Lucy Lee.
So today I'm at the Al Medina Mosque and I'm just waiting outside where Friday prayers are just about to finish and see if anyone will talk to me.
So I am in the area of Al Medina and I am talking to residents that are coming out from Friday prayer and just going to see if I can catch a couple of people.
I always turn to the Almighty.
Yeah.
Full stop. There's no other person, other being, creation whatsoever that you should turn to apart from Him. That's who I get my solace from anyway. Yeah. Don't know about my bro here.
I don't know. I just answered it exactly how I would answer it. Yeah. For me, I'm lucky. I live 3 doors away. And he only lives a couple of roads away as well.
Oh, really?
But with God, you don't have to be in a mosque to connect him. You can connect him whenever and however. Mm-hmm. So I think he's given it exactly how it is. For us, when we need that advice or that solace, or sometimes you just have to go down, bow down, turn to Creator, or open the Quran. For us, it's a holy book. One way or another, you'll get an answer. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that peace and solace, as you just said.
And in every day, you know, obviously that is the main, you know, that's your main source. But is there any persons around you? You know, you said your neighbours.
Oh, so look, I'll give you an example. You've got your neighbours, you've got a community hub here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he runs a charity, look, right there. There's a community where he gives advice. Mm. Where is that, the polyclinic?
Love it.
So you've got polyclinic, you've got the mosque, you've got behind us a community centre. So it's a close community, close-knit, very diverse, but it's a very close-knit community where you can get advice from each other. You can always find someone. Like, I needed a little moment. I found my old friend and I just turned it to him to talk. And he'll always get an answer for something, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The beautiful thing about our faith is it teaches us a lot about guidance. And like you said, you know, the first question that you ask, who do we turn to? We turn to him. But then when you're asking in the living form, you know, we turn to our prophet, peace be upon him, because he's given us examples of everything, how to face every challenge that you will face in the world. Mm. From the measliest things of, you know, having to wake up in the morning to when you go to sleep at night, what you should do, how you should do it, to, you know, earning your daily bread, to the tests and trials that you go through with your family, with your loved ones, with world in general. So there's a lot of guidance that we seek from there. But like my bro said as well, we have people around us. That's the beautiful thing about Islam, is it promotes brotherhood, it promotes unity, and it promotes to help one another. So there's many sources and outlets that we have that we can go to seek guidance if needed.
And what's your passion in life?
Exactly.
Serving Humanity Foundation.
We serve communities of all faiths. So for me now, at the point of time that I am in my life now, I want to serve humanity. That's all I want to do. I want to leave something behind, a legacy for my kids to continue, so that that we can benefit society as a whole.
And what kind of services are you providing with your charity?
We provide for anybody that needs it. So there's a number of, we feed the homeless, we support, Assalamu alaikum, brother. We support the homeless, anybody that's in the community that's needy. We've now started projects where we're trying to tackle isolation and loneliness and mental health. We're doing international aid projects as well. So wherever, whatever means we have, obviously we're just a small little charity. So whatever means we have, we try and help wherever we can.
So now I'm heading off into the park near the mosque. It's looking a little bit quiet, but let's see who will talk to me. We can scoot at the same time. Okay, of course. So in terms of like times of struggle, who do you turn to?
I think family.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely family.
Yeah, are they turning to you also?
I think we turn towards each other.
Yeah.
It's all a collective way of supporting each other. Everybody knows that if you need help, I'm here, and if I need help, there. I think it's part of the culture as well.
Culture-wise in UK or just in community?
I think in terms of like my background, my ethnicity.
Right.
I think in terms of community, because I move around a lot, I haven't been able to establish that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've moved from Newham to Barking, etc.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like, do you find that your community is growing in, when times are tougher, or is it kind of like you've just got your set group of people that you kind of go to?
I think they pretty much stay the same. It's just the same family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in terms of like what your passion in life is, what's that?
I didn't expect that question. My passion in life is raising my family, actually. It's being a family person, family oriented, especially in the society where everything is just like fast paced, hustling, grinding, work, work. You kind of miss out on the important bits, which I only realized was becoming a mother, that my child, raising my child, homeschooling my child.
Wow.
And it taught me a lot more than I'm teaching him, actually.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. What would you say is the best lesson that you've learned from, do you mean like just homeschooling or just being a parent?
Being a mother in general.
Right. What's your biggest lesson?
My biggest lesson is your child will bring out all of your emotional baggages and your like childhood traumas and everything. And they literally put a mirror to your face and say, you know, this is who you are. This is what I'm bringing out of you. So I would say that in order to raise my child and my families, I have to work on myself and what I've experienced and whatever triggers me and my patterns that put me in a cycle.
Yeah.
So to become better mother is to become like a healed version of myself, essentially.
That is very deep.
Yeah, I am quite deep. You've met the right person.
Thanks for talking to me.
No, have a great day.
So I just met the lady I just spoke to. She runs a small business that offers kind of therapy, alternative therapy for residents. Well, not just residents, anyone really. But she is interested in looking for funding so she can offer this service for free. She lives in Barkin. She's lived in like four different places in Barkin, but she's also like a homeschool parent. And she wants to offer multiple kind of services in terms of like parenting advice and stuff like that. So that was an accident. Just met her by accident, and obviously she's got this great service, and we're thinking maybe she could be included in the drop-in clinic at some point. But yeah, just to let you know. And what's your passion in life?
Going out.
I thought you were gonna say each other then.
Traveling, going out, all this.
Do you have a passion?
Yeah. Collecting coins, collecting crystals, and looking at planes.
Wow, so specific. That's very interesting. What is you? What makes you? What is your passion?
Oh, I'm like, my passion is like paint.
You like?
Yeah, paint.
Oh, really?
Drawing, yeah.
Wow, do you have some work with you? Is this your artwork?
Because I come to draw something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What makes you like art so much?
Because, you know, I like the nature, the texture of the place, so I like to draw them. Like,
amazing. How old were you when you started drawing?
Since I was a kid.
Are you studying art?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I finished secondary this year.
Right. Are you going to sixth form to do art?
Yeah. No, I'm going to do sixth form. I choose to do college.
Okay.
Outside school.
Oh wow!
So it's academy about art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
And what do you aim to be when you're an adult?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking. I'm still thinking. But
I something to do with.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
It's really good.
But I'm like, for now, I want to do college and then do design, art design, and then I'm not sure what I'm gonna do.
Yeah. Your work is really brilliant. I can see from your book. So when times are tough, who do you turn to?
My sisters. My sisters. Do you want me to elaborate?
Go on.
Yeah, I think it's, well, no, I'm lying. No, it depends for what topic. You know, there are so many topics. So, you know, if times are hard with my partner, I might turn to my friends. If times are hard in my company, I may turn to my sisters. If times are hard, just life in general is my partner, you know. So I think you turn to different people, to different things.
Someone for everything, for each thing.
Yeah.
And what's your passion in life?
Many, many things.
We said money.
No, money. I wish. I wish I had that passion. No, I don't. Of course, my son is sounds so typical, but it's true. They take over your whole, you know, like emotions, and they wrap it into this humongous passion that you can get rid of, even if you want to. Yeah. So he's a big passion, and the other passion is trying to bring people together, trying to help people to make friendships, and trying to create good vibes in general. So that's a big passion, I guess.
Thank you so much. Is there any, well, before I go, actually, is there any specific ways you aim to do that or have done that?
Well, I'm going to tell you a very funny one.
Go on then.
So I did my own little project, which was to say good morning to everyone in the bus stop at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because I was so tired of seeing everybody so grumpy.
Okay.
So I thought this needs to change somehow. So I did a social experiment. So for a whole year, I said good morning to every single person as I arrive in the bus stop.
Every day?
Every day, from Monday to Friday. And that turned out to be a beautiful experience because I met lots of friends, including like little children that then grew up and end up being teenagers and ended up connecting me to all the other teenagers in the park to help me clean the park. So that's...
They cleaned the park with you?
They cleaned the park with me. A group of teenagers playing football because I knew this little boy that had turned into a teenager, you know, after a long time. And I said, hey, I'm going to ask you for something crazy. Can you get your mates to help me clean the park? I said, are you crazy? Do you want me to get kicked out of the match? I said, no, but you're the only person that I can talk to. So he convinced a few of his mates, and they helped me clean Newlands Park, actually the area where there were some dealers, you know, and there was a lot of glass on the floor. So, yeah.
That is incredible.
So that's how you make connections, just by little grains of sand, saying good morning and smiling to people. You know, we can all do it. It's just, and I met lots of new neighbours because of that.
How long ago
and
was
the
that?
The good thing was that they ended up talking to each other in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So that weird girl is not here. Good morning, by the way. Yeah, good morning.
And how long ago was that?
That was before I had my son. So that was back in 2017.
And you still then know them today?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's an incredible story. Thank you.
So that brings me to the end of another episode of Friends on Purpose. Join us again when we head back to the streets of Barking and Dagenham and just to speak to people about their lives and see how they can make them the best they could possibly be.
This Friends on Purpose podcast was produced by Elspeth Paisley at the BD Collective and Michael Little at Ratio. It was engineered by Nick Paget Tomlinson and hosted by Lucy Lee, community worker, businesswoman, and resident of Barking and Dagenham.